One of the most discussed, analyzed, and dissected position battles for the Ravens this offseason is, of course, at wide receiver. His last year's number one target, Anquan Boldin, is gone. He's in San Francisco with the 49ers, and that leaves the guys currently on the roster jockeying for the opportunity to get on the football field. Wide receivers coach Jim Hossler spoke with the media Wednesday, and he said that it's a very tight battle for all the young guys trying to get on the field.
Jacoby right now is the number two guy, so right now Torrey and Jacoby are starting, so that's definitely going to be more than Jacoby did last year. But, you know, as all this plays out, Jacoby's in a battle with Tannen and DT and David and Tommy and all those guys, Aaron. All those guys are battling for that second, third, fourth spot, and it's all real close. It wasn't like last year when we had two guys that were the front two runners and everybody was playing for that third and fourth spot. Now everybody's playing for that second spot.
One player who's impressed so far this offseason is second-year receiver Deontay Thompson. He's known as being a good route runner, and he also has one thing you can't teach, and that's blazing speed.
He's extremely competitive. He's durable. He can grind all day. He's a great route runner. He's a finisher. Those are all exciting things.
Last year's sixth-round pick, Tommy Streeter, has also shown some bright spots. He spent last year on injured reserve, and he used that as an opportunity to become a professional. The coaches say that he's really come a long way in his 1 year with the Ravens.
He's grown. He's grown both on and off the field. Maturity-wise, he's getting a little bit more mature, understand what a pro is. On the field, he's getting better, fundamentally, technique-wise. And, you know, young players, they got to grow. They got to develop. It just doesn't happen, and he's no different than that.
The receiver in that group of young players who has the most experience is third-year target Tannen Doss. He worked as the number three and number four receiver last year, and he's using this offseason as an opportunity to try to take his game to the next level.
He's picked it up. Obviously, all these guys have to. So he's picked it up. He knows what he's got ahead of him. He's got to chase a couple guys down ahead of him to get more playing time, and he's got a couple guys behind him coming. So he understands that. He knows what he's got, so that's what he's doing. Those guys are all, you know, as you grow in this sport, as you go through it year by year, those guys get more mature. They understand the game more. Things slow down. Techniques, fundamentals become natural to them. So those are all things that you see when players are older. Guys that go out there and just execute.
This position battle is really one that's just getting started. There's also guys like David Reed, Laquan Williams, and rookie Aaron Millett who are also in the mix to get on the field. It's something that's probably going to play out over the next several weeks into training camp and even into the preseason. But we'll keep you informed every step along the way and also keep you up to date on everything happening throughout the offseason.